From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two U.S. boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I'm appreciative for the quick and appropriate response of the Iranian authorities. All indications suggest or tell us that our sailors were well taken care of.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Pentagon Chief Ash Carter has spelled out U.S. strategy for retaking the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, cities he calls the Islamic State's two power centers. Carter spoke to troops from the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, men and women who will soon be deployed to Iraq to help train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in defeating the militants. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Turkey's prime minister told reporters that police arrested four more suspects on Wednesday. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a number of issues. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria and abiding by the terms of the ceasefire in Ukraine. They also discussed a united response to North Korea's recent nuclear test. This is VOA News. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says the fusion of different technological advances will be a major focus at the forum's annual meeting next week in Davos. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
More than 2,500 leaders in the fields of business, government, academia, civil society, the media, and arts will meet to debate matters of major import in Davos. As part of the formal agenda, more than 300 sessions will deal with critical issues involving global security, the refugee and migration crisis, geopolitical tensions, climate change, sustainable development, and the global economy. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up the question as to whether Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in compensation to the families of the victims of Iranian-backed terrorist attacks. Among those families are the relatives of those killed in a 1983 attack on a military barracks in Beirut. The U.S. determined that the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah was responsible. Lawyers from both sides presented their arguments before the court Wednesday. It is unclear when the High Court will decide the case. The U.S. has announced plans to expand its refugee admissions program. The goal is providing more assistance to Central Americans. Secretary of State John Kerry made the announcement of the expansion on Wednesday in a speech at the National Defense University. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a gun and bomb attack Wednesday near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed seven security personnel and wounded 10 other people. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility. In other violence in Pakistan, police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23. The United States has expressed concern about an ongoing crackdown against Chinese human rights defenders. Reports emerged Wednesday that several prominent human rights lawyers have been arrested and charged with state subversion. Some of them were held for 6 months before being charged. The organizer of the Ugandan presidential debate scheduled for Friday says the debate will proceed as planned, despite reports that President Yoweri Museveni may pull out. Joshua Kitakuli, the Secretary General of the Interreligious Council of Uganda, says his group is ready to hold the debate after publicly announcing the names of the moderators. Belgian prosecutors say they have identified three homes that were used as safe houses by suspects believed to have carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.